Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.
Thanks for coming out, everybody. We're going to do trivia if you want. I don't really know. This is how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you 20 questions, and then you'll write the answers to those 20 questions. And inevitably, one of you will win. And we have a first prize and a second prize, and the first prize person gets to pick out the prize they want. We have Trivial Pursuit DVD Pop Culture. Get it? It's trivia. And the other one is The Simpsons Trivia Game. And that has the word trivia in it, so it makes sense. I didn't go to work today, so that's why the pages are just blank. You have to write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And a team name. I don't care what you name your team. I don't care if it's funny. I will probably make fun of it because I am a mean, mean person. How you doing, buddy? We're going to do interviews throughout the entire set. So, is everyone ready? Okay, whatever. Okay. Question number one. What department store said today that they're opening 21 stores in 15 states, creating almost 3,000 jobs? Hint, sweaters. Shitty, shitty Christmas sweaters. That is your hint for question number one. That's dramatic. All right. Wasn't that exciting? I got music tonight. It's fun. All right, number two. Question number two. Jimmy Carter's in the hospital. He was a president. That's just some trivia for you to know for the future. Why is Jimmy Carter in the hospital? What caused Jimmy Carter to be hospitalized this week in the news? It's very simple. Oh, yeah, this song is by J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound. It's a very good band. And now it's over, so I don't know what's going to play next. I'm very excited to hear that. Awkward silence in a bar. Nothing like it. How you doing, Jan? Absolutely not. That would help people. Did everybody get that? Number two? We good? Time to move on. Okay. Number three. This is the first of three Roseanne-related questions tonight. That's not a joke. Number three. What Roseanne cast member is currently at the Steppenwolf? You only get 1 point. You can either put down her actual name or her TV name in the TV show Roseanne. Not any weird side projects that didn't work out because Roseanne's the best show. Let's be honest. Here's some Walkmen, everybody. Walkmen. They're a very good band. All right. Question number four, our second Roseanne-related question. What Roseanne cast member is currently filming Kevin Smith's new film, Red State? He is an actor, not the cinematographer of the film, so I should have said is going to be in Kevin Smith's new film, Red State. But he might be on the production, and you never know. He's a very talented person. Hint, it's a person, not the pizza that they eat in the beginning of the show. That should help all of you. And it's not John Popper from Blues Traveler, because he was only in the last season, and no one likes that season because it was a dream. By the way, Roseanne, last season was a dream. That will not help you answer question number four. What Roseanne cast member is currently in the new Kevin Smith film that is filming Red State? Does anyone know that song? It's very good. It's David Bowie. It's called Breaking Glass. It's from his album Low. That was during his heroin period in Berlin. That's just for you to know. Number five. What graphic novel author recently passed away? Hint, Paul Giamatti played him in a film based on his life. What graphic novel author recently passed away? Hint, Paul Giamatti played him in a film based on his life. I don't want the name of the film. I want who the film is about. Here's another hint. He was miserable his entire life. You could not get bonus points for the film because if you know one, you know the other. And he's miserable. Should I give you another hint? Oh, everyone's smart now. Okay, I get it. Number six, closing out the Roseanne trilogy. Number six, what Roseanne cast member recently came out of the closet? Recently, as in 2010, the year of our Lord. 2010 is right now. What song is next? Oh, this is from the new No Age album. So there you go. That'll close out the Roseanne trilogy. Number seven. What film did Angelina Jolie win an Oscar for? What film did Angelina... it's not really a hint, but when she won the Oscar, she made out with her brother. That happened. YouTube that. Maybe you could Bing it, because they show photos on Bing. So you can see her making out with her brother. I could look it up. I don't know any of these answers. I'm very interested in TV, apparently. I don't know. Is everyone having a decent night? Yeah. It's kind of hard to answer no to that. You got to swallow a gun to say no to that one. I think you're exaggerating, ma'am, with the great night. Question seven. What film did Angelina Jolie win an Oscar for? My favorite fact about Angelina Jolie is when Billy Bob Thornton and her were married, he was currently a country rock superstar, but wasn't a superstar in country rock. And he has an awful, awful song called Angelina. And I really want to have that. I really want to hear that at a wedding. It's just beautiful. And it reminds me of cocaine use, everybody. All right. Number eight. Apparently, I only like films. What film, named after a song Bob Dylan made popular and a lot of other people covered, it's an old folk song, did Whoopi Goldberg star in? Whoopi. Whoopi, Whoopi, Whoopi. And if you couldn't figure out the last question, this question might give you a hint. See, there's a connection there. You're all so quiet and respectful. Nope. Number eight. What film, named after a popular Bob Dylan song, did Whoopi Goldberg star in? Whoopi Goldberg also starred in a film named after a popular Rolling Stones song. But I don't want that answer because I know that one. Whoopi Goldberg, everybody. She exists. All right. Number nine. Hey, Jake, you'll definitely get this question. Number nine. What Chicago Bears player crashed his Lamborghini on the Edison Expressway in 2007? Current. Because if you have to ask that question, you probably don't know the answer. What Chicago Bears player crashed his Lamborghini on the Edison Expressway in 2007? The best part about this story is how it ends. He literally ran away from the vehicle. So they couldn't give him a drug test or anything. So all he had to do was 120 hours of community service and pay a $485 fine. Because we are a football city. And that's a fun fact. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, 85 Bears. For those of you not in the bar, two of the fanciest men ever walked in. You should follow them on Twitter. Jason, what's your Twitter? Mikula J-A. Mikula J-A, because he didn't want to make following him on Twitter easy. I love Haywan. You know, whenever I see you, Juan, I wish I was gay. I'm being real. Hell, I'm gay now when I look at you. Whenever you want to come over, man, it's an open invitation. Don't, hey.
I thought you were moving out of town.
That's why I'm moving out of town. I'm too tempted. Claudio's here. Claudio is the greatest man in the city of Chicago. Claudio, will you run for mayor? Will you run for mayor? Come on, Claudio. You get shit done. You're the only person that makes drunks happy on a daily basis. Buy us tamales. They're delicious. Have a safe night, sir. You too. All right. Number 10. Oh, wow. This worked out perfectly. As of today, who has the most Twitter followers? I asked this question last time, and a lot of people got it wrong because that person was usurped that day. Well, we're back. This person has retaken the lead in Twitter followers. Don't yell out the answer, Stacy. You're yelling out, hey, Jason, because there's everyone in the bar can hear the answer if he says it. Jason, go back to the table. I think he'll remember this question. Number 10. As of today, who is the most Twitter followers? Twitter is a thing on the internet you use when you don't want to think. It's great. I use it on the bus. And I take the bus because I'm poor. And that's not fun. Okay. We get that? I'm poor. Number 11. Dayman is the champion of what? Dayman is the champion of what? No hints. Dayman is the champion of what? Question number 11, Dayman is the champion of what? Question 12, where is bourbon, a type of American whiskey, from? Where is bourbon, a type of American whiskey, from? Where does bourbon originate? That kind of means from, right? Originate? I like this guy at the bar. He slams his pen down with confidence, and that makes me know he's a smart man. Or he's wrong, but with confidence, I don't care. I will give him all the points. This man's already won. You can stop filling anything out. I'm going to finish the quiz. The quiz. I never did well on quizzes. I didn't care. And that's why I'm doing this in a bar. It didn't work out. Where is bourbon, a type of American whiskey, from? That's question number 12. All right. Question number 13. What comedian died today? I think less than about 4 hours ago, he passed away. What? Maybe five. Hint, he went into the hospital about 5 days ago. So the moral of the story is painkillers work. Painkillers work, everybody. That song's by Panda Riot. Panda Riot, play the podcast, blah, blah, blah. That's me plugging. All right. 13, what comedian died today? 14, what is the name of Conan O'Brien's upcoming TBS show? What is the title of Conan's new show? It was announced in August. Don't think about this too hard. All right, number 15. What classic silent film was recently re-released with new found footage? Even if you don't know the answer, just think of classic silent films. There's not many. What classic silent film was recently re-released with new found footage? That's White Mystery. They're a good band. Okay. Number 16. What is a complex device that performs simple tasks in an indirect, convoluted way? What is a complex device that performs simple tasks in an indirect and convoluted way? Hint. Okay, go video. Yeah, it's something that you all know, and once you hear it, you will say, oh, yeah, that thing. Yeah, that's what you'll say. Here's more White Mystery. Number 16, what is a complex device that performs simple tasks in an indirect and convoluted way? Number 17, Mayor Daley, Jan's absolute favorite person in the world, is no longer going to be mayor very soon. He is surpassing his father by 1 year in terms of the longest Chicago mayor. How many years will the current Mailer Daly have been mayor once he is no longer mayor? How many years does it take to polish a bean, a silver, silver bean?
Today, perched atop a bar stool, empty glasses all around. For many years I've worked to be the drunk in this here town. Every now and then you see me sober, straight and clean. Times like these, they don't last long, 'cause a drink, it's what I need. If I'm not drunk, I'm not drinking today.
Sir, you're an independent contractor. That's why you're going to win this game. That was the Hoyle Brothers. The Hoyle Brothers played the You, Me, Them, Everybody podcast. Plug, plug, plug. Okay. 17, how many years will Mayor Daly be mayor? Forever's fine, but I want the actual number. Okay. He could still die. Yeah, like that's going to happen. Mayor Daly's going to die. He's a robot. He lives in a magical bean. That's the end. Okay, number 18. Name one film besides Labyrinth that David Bowie has been in. There are 20 possible answers. Name one film besides Labyrinth that David Bowie has been in. It could be a cameo. That should help you people. By you people, I mean the people here. And minorities. So you people should figure that out. Making up the difference to me, morning, noon, and night. As long as there's some booze around, well, I know I'm gonna feel all right. If I'm not drunk, I'm not drinking today. Wherever I am going, there's a bar along the way. Set up my pocket. And if you don't get this answer right, I don't feel bad for you. He's had 20 other film roles as an actor and 123 appearances as himself. It's easy if you like sexy aliens like me, like David Bowie. So sexy. I'm just going to think of dead David Bowie and Juan Sox. All right. Number 19. Chicago did not get the 2016 Olympics. Who did? What city got the 2016 Olympics? This is a lot harder than you think. But it took us about an hour in here one night without using an iPhone. Who won the World Cup this year? That's how excited we were. I know now. Yeah, we know now. Oh, everyone's got the answer now. Where were you a month ago? You had probably gone home. That's correct. You've all went home to think about Mayor Daly and how he possibly might die. And to masturbate to Mayor Daly. Dumb mayor. Dumb masturbation to dumb mayor. Ugh. Yep, I got a lot of answers. People are still talking. Are you talking to have fun or do you know the answer? I can't tell. You know. Oh, everyone knows the answer. You're all smart. Yes, ma'am. Are you raising your hand to say hello? How are you? Really? You're not going to talk now that you raised your hand? New friend that I'm staring directly at? Yeah, she knows. She knows. She knows it's her. All right, number 20, last question. Why did Glenn Beck and his first wife divorce? He's probably gay. But this is, gay isn't the answer. Gay isn't the answer. That's reality. I'm very homophobic. I hate all gay people. I'm the Attorney General of Michigan. I'm married with 18 kids out of wedlock, and I hate gays. So figure that out. Number 20. Why did Glenn Beck and his first wife divorce? I'm going to put the music on. You guys could talk about any other questions. And then after that, you can ask me any questions. Then I will add them up, and that's your time to smoke break, and then we'll play bingo and all that other stuff. Is that cool? Awesome. All right, here's some music.
It's 1, 2, 3 forever, and no one's here to stay.
All right. Is everybody ready to find out the answers? Okay. Number one, what department store said today that they're opening 21 stores in 15 states, creating almost 3,000 jobs? Hint, shitty Christmas sweaters. The answer is Kohl's, everybody. Kohl's. K-O-H-L apostrophe S. Did you ever go to Kohl's? That's the saddest place in the mall. That is just depressing. It's not good. Number two, what was Jimmy Carter hospitalized for? Upset stomach. Yeah, I think I gave you a point. Hold on. What was your team name? Our team name is that one? Okay. Yeah, I gave you a point for it. Number three, what Roseanne cast member is currently at the Steppenwolf? Lori Metcalf. Jackie. Jackie was. And I think she's in a production called Detroit. And if it's anything like the show Roseanne and it's called Detroit, I'm sure a boyfriend is beating her up in the show. It's true. They're going to burn down the theater every single night. Okay. Number four, what Roseanne cast member is currently filming Kevin Smith's new film, Red State? John Goodman. Dan. Okay. Number five, what graphic novel author recently passed away? Hint, Paul Giamatti played him in a film based on his life. The film was American Splendor. The name of the man is Harvey P. Carr. He's dead. Okay. Number six. We have a lot of death in this. Okay, number six. What Roseanne cast member recently came out of the closet? Darlene! Sarah Gilbert. Well, you didn't. You can't get credit for that. That's not how things work. Nope. Darlene. Darlene has two children, and her wife is the one that had them. So that's happened too. Number seven, what film did Angelina Jolie win an Oscar for? Girl Interrupted, not Gia. Gia was a made-for-TV film, which is not eligible for an Academy Award. Girl Interrupted, featuring Whoopi Goldberg. That's why it connected to number eight. What film, named after a popular Bob Dylan song, did Whoopi Goldberg star in? Nope, Karina. Yep, starring her and Ray Liotta. The chemistry was electric. Hot dog time machine. Okay, number nine. What Chicago Bears player crashes Lamborghini on the Eden's Expressway in 2007? Lance Briggs, not Urlacher. Urlacher's the guy that doesn't want to pay child support to his stripper, not wife. He left his wife to fuck Paris Hilton. Then a few years later, he got a stripper pregnant on an accident and has a kid, and the mom doesn't like him because he painted the kid's toenails navy blue to match the Bears thing, and they have a good relationship, and it's all fucked up. And that's why everyone should read a book so you don't turn out like Brian Urlacher or crash a car like Lance Briggs, everybody. Lance Briggs. Boy, those guys sure like to hit. They are both richer than us, but they're going to die at 48 because they have no skulls left. Okay. Number 10, as of today, who has the most followers on Twitter? Lady Gaga with 6.5 million. Yep, damn it is right. Dayman is the champion of what? Dayman is the champion of the sun. He's a master of karate and friendship for everyone. Number 12, where is bourbon, a type of American whiskey, from? Bourbon County, Kentucky. No one wrote bourbon. It's in the question, bourbon. I gave you half credit if you got Kentucky. So you got half credit for that. Yeah. Where is bourbon? Yeah, well, fuck off. Number 13, what comedian died today? Greg Giraldo. Painkillers work, everybody. The Great Leveler. Jay Bennett from Wilco, painkillers. Michael Jackson, painkillers. Let's all do painkillers. Michael Jackson was on every painkiller ever. His entire life was a painkiller. Okay. Number 14, what's the name of Conan O'Brien's new TBS show? Conan. Number 15, what classic silent film was recently re-released with new found footage? Metropolis. I agree, you fuckers. Number 16, what is a complex device that performs simple tasks in an indirect, convoluted way? A Rube Goldberg. A Rube Goldberg thing. So, yeah. Number 17, how many years will Mayor Daley be mayor? No one got this right. 22 years. 22. His dad was mayor for 21. I think it's something like that in the last 50-something years, we've only had a non-Daley for 18 of those. So, that's fun. Name one film besides Labyrinth David Bowie has been in. There's a lot. Most people had The Man Who Fell to Earth. That's correct. Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me. That's correct. You did not get more points for adding more films. You just get one. Because there are a lot. No one had Zoolander. Maybe somebody did, but fine. You got the credit. I don't fucking care. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. What was your stupid team name? Yeah, I gave you a point for that. Okay. Number 19. Why am I insulting you? I'm sorry. Oh, because you wouldn't say it out loud. That's why. Yeah. What was it now? Okay. Number 19, Chicago to knock at the 2016 Olympics. Who did? Rio! I think everybody got that. Number 20, why did Glenn Beck and his first wife divorce? No one got this, and that was very disappointing to me. Glenn Beck was abusing drugs and alcohol. Think about it. Who are the angriest people? People that can't hold their drink and blame everybody else that they can't drink anymore. It's right there. So, you are our winners. Should I only will read the top two because I don't want to depress anybody with how little points they have. Yeah, that's why you're not the host. Tied for first with 9.5 points is our name is, and then I can't say it because they're judgmental. It's a tie for first, and Mini Dunks don't. Okay, so we need a tiebreaker. You've both won a prize. What should the tiebreaker be? Nope. Because that could change based on lighting. That's not fair. Your jackets are fantastic. There's no... What's better, crepes or pancakes? Time and a place. Time and a place. What should the question be? It's a tiebreaker question. I'll give you... let's do it. Another Roseanne question. Another Roseanne question. What former Roseanne cast member was also on Roseanne's short-lived talk show? Not counting Roseanne. Great, though. That was head on a stick. Doesn't count. What Roseanne cast member was also on Roseanne's talk show? Yell it out. You get one chance to yell it out. If you get it wrong, the other team will get a chance, and then we'll keep going that way. Does that make sense? Nope. No, the answer was DJ. Deej. 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 Next Roseanne question. Question number 5 for Roseanne. DJ, David Jacob, had a girlfriend in the later seasons. I don't want her name because no one knows it. But she was in a very famous independent film that ushered in a new movement of cinema, mid-90s. What is the name of that film? No. You got 3 seconds. You got 3 seconds. One, two, three. What do you got? No. Welcome to the Dollhouse. DJ was dating the lead from Welcome to the Dollhouse. Roseanne, question number 6. What is the town in Roseanne? The state is Illinois. Hint, it's fictional. Isn't this fun? We're going to have a Roseanne night at the Hungry Brain. What is it? That's it. You won. Oh, you didn't say. That's what you get for not being a winner. You actually are the winner. It's really weird the way things work out. Okay, that's not... Okay, Dan and... question number 7. Dan and Roseanne decided to open a what type of restaurant? No. There it is, loose meat. The answer was loose meat. The reason why... loose meat doesn't exist. It's not a thing. They made that up. It's amazing. Loose meat. No, shut up. That's different. That's roast beef. They have loose meat. They never specify. It could be all the animals in one. It's just loose meat. Fuck it. There's no FDA regulation in that. It's brilliant. Okay, so team's name I can't say. You get to pick out if you want the Trivial Pursuit of the Simpsons. Which one? Trivial Pursuit or Simpsons? Simpsons. Team over there, you want Trivial Pursuit. It's a fun thing to play while real drunk. We're going to play bingo if you want. Thanks for listening, person in headphones. Here's Jay Retard covering Nirvana.